outside the barn, have you ever seen a special place where that they might pen the cows up for milking them? To get them away from the calves? Kind of a makeshift sort of place.
Yeah. I've seen it.
Do you have a name for that?
Can't think. I've seen it, but I can't think.
Okay. Before they had refrigerators and stuff, where would people used to keep their milk and butter to keep it cool?
Oh, in a tub of ice.
Okay. Any place else?
And they have put it in a, dropped it down in a outside well of water.
Okay. If they dropped it down the well, would you call it anything different then, or would they just say it was down the well?
Down the well of water.
Okay.
Then they finally got an icebox. Like the wooden icebox.
Mm-hmm. That was probably a big help. What do you call the milk company here in town? I mean, not the name of it, but what's it called?
Purifies.
Okay, that's what they do there, but...
Yeah. Dairies.
Okay. What do you call the place around the barn where you might let the cows and the mules and the other animals just walk around?
Pasture.
Okay.
Pasture.
Okay, would a pasture be a place where they could graze, or would
that...
Yeah, I
think.
What?
They graze out on the pasture and then come in for feeding later.
Uh-huh. Is the pasture a pretty big area, or is it...
Most of them are large.
Okay. If you had a small area that was right beside the barn, that was kind of fenced in, and it wasn't like the big pasture, they didn't have... Sometimes it's just dirt. What would you call that?
Well, they usually have a little lake out there and drink water.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me what you did when you used to chop cotton. How long ago was that?
Oh, it hasn't been too long. I mean, it's been several years.
Yeah, What you used to do?
Well, you'd go out from 7 to 7, and you were... Then they did divide the group into three different parts. And then you would stay within range of one of the groups in order to get the full amount of money, the regular price. And then you'd go down the road chopping just a space between the space of cotton out the length of the hole across. And you would make sure you... If it's already a big vacant space between that length where you wouldn't chop that, you just leave that whole spot there. And then skip over and then get the length of the hole and get the weeds out from the ones that you leave standing.
Mm-hmm. Was this to kind of thin it out?
Yes, to thin it out so it grow faster and get out the weeds and grass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Cotton and corn grow in a what?
Field.
Okay, and tobacco grows in a what?
Farm. Field too.
Okay. Would you ever say that anything grows in a patch?
Peanuts.
Okay, anything else?
Potatoes.
Okay. What's the difference between a patch and a field?
A patch is just a little... barn on the hill.
It's a what?
It's a little pile on the hillside. Just a little. A patch is a... Just a spot here and there with a barn. Just a little spot here and there. And a field is a whole field is covered, but you have to just thin out what you want to left. And a patch is already planted in that same spot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see.